Shalom, Israel Daily News Podcast listeners. We're ending the year, and we're also ending the book of Genesis in the Torah reading and moving on to the next book of Exodus for next week. And so in these final chapters of Genesis, Jacob is blessing his children before he passes away. And so too, we should receive blessings from our Heavenly Father, blessings for strength, blessings for peace, blessings for the ability to do what we need to do in the upcoming new year. And since we're coming up on a new year, I wanted to talk a little bit about resolutions, New Year's resolutions. Usually when people make resolutions for the new year, they think in terms of bettering themselves in the physical realm, right? There's a list that's compiled of the most common New Year's resolutions for this year. And topping the chart, of course, was, you know, saving money and losing weight and eating right and exercising and stop smoking, etc. And those are all wonderful things, and they should definitely be encouraged. According to Jewish philosophy, however, all of these physical attributes should really be a secondary concern. It doesn't mean they're not important. It just means that they're not primary. And what we should be focused on is the inward attributes and spiritual pursuits. So some other resolutions to consider might be to pray more, or to learn more, to give more charity, do more acts of kindness. Last time I spoke about working on ourselves in a way that was lasting and that it would take hard work and we shouldn't give up when things seem difficult. And typically, people make New Year's resolutions and they last a few weeks, and by the time February hits, everything's gone. Well, in order to increase the likelihood of continuing on with your resolutions, it's important that they should be defined and manageable. They should be defined in a sense that you should give specifics, not just say, oh, I'm going to give more charity, but something like, I'm going to be sure to give 10% of my paycheck to charity, or I'm going to be sure to read one chapter of the Bible, or whatever spiritual work you want to increase in learning that keeps it from being this amorphous idea that you can't really achieve. And it should be manageable in the sense that you shouldn't bite off more than you can chew. We might want to give half of our money to charity, or we might want to read 50 books on spiritual development, or donate 3 days of the week to helping out at the soup kitchen. But it's important to start small and then grow from there. There's an important concept in Jewish tradition that we especially see during Hanukkah, which is called Ma'alim B'Kodesh Ve'ein Moridim, that we should increase in holiness and not decrease. That's why we light one candle on the first night and two candles on the second night and three on the third and so forth. So if you make a small resolution, say 5% or 2% of your money will go to charity, and then you find later on that you're able to increase, that's wonderful. But you want to try your best not to decrease in doing good things. So as the new year approaches, think about something small that you can do to better yourself spiritually, and you'll find that one small act will have ripple effects that go far beyond what you could have imagined. Just like that one jug of oil found on Hanukkah lasted longer than anyone could have possibly dreamed. Happy New Year. Thank you.